let's meet some new friends.
Are you friends with these people?
Yeah.
And reunite with some old ones.
Lord of Winterfell and Warden of the North.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, April 16th through Sunday, April 18th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson has landed the starring role in the upcoming Joey Ramone biopic from Netflix and STX Films. I Slept with Joey Ramone will chronicle the life of the iconic frontman of legendary New York punk band The Ramones, who died 20 years ago Thursday. Davidson is writing the screenplay with his frequent collaborator Jason Orley, who will also direct. It's based on the Mickey Lee memoir of the same name and will be made with the cooperation and support of Ramone's estate. Attention Sassenachs, the next Outlander book has a release date. A new story featuring Jamie Clare and the rest of the Fraser clan called Go Tell the Bees That I Am Gone will debut November 23rd. EW exclusively revealed the news Thursday along with the book's cover. You can check out that and get other news, reviews, interviews, and so much more at EW.com. Now let's pass the ball to this weekend's picks. Our number five this week is Big Shot, a new Disney Plus series from David E. Kelley starring John Stamos, which sounds like a home run in our book. Or sorry, we're mixing up sports metaphors. Big Shot stars Stamos as Marvin Korn, an ousted men's college basketball coach who's given a shot at redemption coaching a girls' team at an elite private high school. He soon learns that the teenage players require some empathy and vulnerability, which are foreign concepts to Coach Korn. But by learning to connect with his players, the coach starts to grow into the person he's always hoped to be. Here's a preview.
Coach Marvin Korn is going from the NCAA to some fancy high school.
Personally, I think it's all a big mistake, but I'm prepared to make the best of it.
Holly Barrett, assistant coach.
Marvin Korn, any advice?
These girls are going to lead the world someday.
Fall in.
Some of them can be a bit much.
I'm sorry, are you chewing gum?
This is Westbrook. We won't respond to my way or the highway.
It's my job to help you improve. I'm going to teach you my system of basketball from the ground up.
Smaller steps, but faster.
My ball!
Is the whistle really necessary?
Yes, it really is.
Okay, then.
As EW's Kristen Baldwin wrote in her review, it's pretty obvious Coach Korn will turn out to be a softy at heart. This is John Stamos we're talking about here after all. But according to Kristen, quote, it's a flaw that works in the sports dramedy's favor as the actor makes for likable grump opposite an engaging young ensemble. And Big Shot could have a winning season if Kelly and company continue to pull from the quirky and heartfelt playbook. You can check out the premiere on Disney Plus right now. It's trivia time! John Stamos plays multiple instruments and has frequently performed on tour with what classic rock band? The Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac, or the Beach Boys? Stick around for the answer. Now let's dish out our number four pick, Food Network's Tournament of Champions. Guy Fieri's epic culinary competition concludes this Sunday as the final four chefs go head-to-head in a final battle for the crown. But first, there's some unfinished business to resolve. Last week's episode finished with this.
For the first time in TOC history, we have a tie.
Let me tell you, that was so exciting. So this week's episode begins with a rematch between chefs Antonio LaFaso and Jet Tila to determine which of them will advance to the final four.
We have the Warrior Princess, Chef Antonio LaFaso, and Chef Jet Tila.
I mean, it's fine. I have to cook more than anyone else in the competition. Now I'm just warmed up and pissed.
I lost to Brooke last year, not gonna lie. I've been practicing since then.
Just like athletes train and fight on the field.
What did Jet show me last week in his competing style? He's been practicing, for sure. It took Jet's best dish of his life just to tie with me. So, I mean, let's see what happens. I mean, this is overtime. This is where champions are made.
Chef LaFaso seems pretty confident. But as we know, anything can happen on this show. Tune in to Food Network Sunday at 8 p.m. to see how it all goes down.
Number three.
Time to head to the Emerald Isle for today's number 3 pick, Frank of Ireland. The ribald sitcom stars Brian Gleeson as the title character, a feckless, egomaniacal, and newly single singer-songwriter who lives with his mother. Frank's grip on reality is tenuous at best, and his loyal sidekick, Doofus, played by Gleeson's own brother Donal, has a full-time job cleaning up his friend's messes. Brian Gleeson describes the show as Curb Your Enthusiasm in Irish context, and this clip fits that description pretty well.
I'm a musician, I'm sure Anya told you.
Well, she said you hadn't played in quite a while.
I'm actually playing the funeral tomorrow.
Oh, Frank, no. Oh,
what's your jam, man?
Don't bond with him.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I go under the moniker Duke Govins and the Legislators. For the last few years, I've been working on a 32-track double album about Ireland, in which each song is named after a single county. I've only got the title so far, but I just came up with Blood is Thicker Than Waterford, so you're welcome. What do you do when you're not preying on vagrants and getting off your tits?
I'm a doctor.
So am I.
Now, you might know the Gleesons from such previous work as Star Wars and Black Mirror for Donal and Peaky Blinders for Brian. Not exactly material that suggests comedic sensibilities. Here are the brothers on People TV's Couch Surfing discussing why they wanted to make Frank of Ireland.
What made you both want to dive into the comedy lane at this point in your careers?
It's funny seeing the other shows, like Star Wars and everything, and then just we're in...
That's the point of a wide-ranging career.
I think that was part of it, actually. Right, Brian? I think part of it was wanting to do something slightly new.
You can check out that full video over at People TV and check out Frank of Ireland on Amazon Prime Video. Stick around, our top two picks and soundbite of the week are coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Also.
No one the
more about gelcoat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Don't you hate it when your powers glitch? Well, that's what's happening to Zoe again on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. At least she thinks that's what's going on after going to see a medium. Mo isn't so convinced, but their suspicions are confirmed when Mo breaks out into song, specifically Blake Shelton's The More I Drink. It's our soundbite of the week.
Just saying. Country.
Oh, now I know something's wrong because I never sing country.
You know, the real question here is, would Blake turn his chair for Mo on The Voice? Anyway, see what Mo and Zoe and the rest of the gang sing Sunday night on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. For our number two pick, we're heading back to Westeros for the 10th anniversary of Game of Thrones, which premiered on April 17th, 2011, exactly one decade ago Saturday. HBO is marking the occasion with a month-long celebration featuring specially curated episode playlists on HBO Max, fan-selected top 10 lists, and a challenge to viewers to complete a full series rewatch and donate to any of 10 charities. If you somehow made it through the last decade without watching Thrones, we'd obviously suggest beginning at the beginning with the series premiere, Winter is Coming. But for you superfans out there looking for highlights to revisit, We have a few suggestions. Outside of obvious contenders like Blackwater, The Reigns of Castamere, and Battle of the Bastards, of course. Some of our personal favorites are You Win or You Die from Season 1, which includes Cersei's iconic When You Play the Game of Thrones monologue, The Laws of Gods and Men from Season 4, featuring Tyrion's trial and some of Peter Dinklage's best moments, and The Winds of Winter, the game-changing Season 6 finale. You can find all of those on HBO Max. Also, don't forget, EW is your must-have companion to the world of Westeros. You can revisit all of our coverage at EW.com and check out our Game of Thrones weekly podcast featuring Westeros expert James Hibbard and EW critic Darren Franich. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of Game of Thrones, we have a very special guest for today's What You Watchin' segment. The Mother of Dragons herself, Emilia Clarke, recently spoke to EW about her favorite watches in lockdown, starting with another popular HBO series.
I mean, you know, I'm with everyone else waiting for Succession to just hurry up and carry on. But with regards to TV, I Hate Susie was probably the highlight of my TV watching experience. Billy Piper's just a genius. And Lucy Prevost's a genius, and I felt like it was relatable, but sometimes alarmingly so. She's like an actress, and you're like, well, this is girl's wrong. Funny, searingly relatable, massively warming. You know, you watch something like that, and it just makes you feel like, oh, I'm not crazy. We're all crazy. Okay, cool. Good. Quite on the same page. And also just a riveting story that I felt was really honestly depicted and beautifully executed. And I think Billy Piper is a goddess.
EW's Kristen Baldwin has also been beating the drum for I Hate Susie. She called it, quote, a brilliant, darkly comic saga of celebrity and modern womanhood. You can find that show on HBO Max as well. And now we're cracking the case of our number one pick. It's Mayor of Easttown, HBO's new limited series starring Kate Winslet. The Oscar winner plays Mayor Sheehan, a small-town Pennsylvania detective who's coming apart at the seams. She's a struggling single mother. She may have peaked in high school on the basketball court, and she's grappling with personal tragedies as she investigates a string of local disappearances. The cast also includes Jean Smart as Mayor's mother, Evan Peters as a fellow detective, and Guy Pearce as a creative writing professor who's new in town. If you're not intrigued by the case, that cast ought to be enough to hook you. Winslet, meanwhile, shows she can still surprise us after so many illustrious roles and performances. Here's EW Samantha Heifel discussing her turn as Mayor from our What to Watch video series.
I didn't think Kate Winslet could play something that I would feel like, oh, I'd never seen her do this before. Mm-hmm. But this really does feel like that. I mean, quite literally, she's, as I learned in talking to her, never held a gun for a role before. So there's also that. Mm-hmm. But she's so good. Mare is such a great character. She obviously has been through some stuff. She's dealing with a lot of tragedy. But she also, like, doesn't give a crap in so many great ways, and it's just such a staple of this small town, and I find her so fascinating.
And here's Winslet herself, who recently spoke to Sam about her approach to the character.
She's not the kind of woman who's ever going to have time to go to a nail bar, a hairdresser's, or even a clothing store, you know. And more importantly than anything, we decided that she only looked in the mirror twice in the day, once in the morning when she brushes her teeth and once in the evening when she brushes her teeth. And that's it. And so when you sort of decide that those are the parameters of the character, and you get all the creative team on side, hair and makeup department and costume department, etc., you know, then it was a complete luxury to put together someone who just looks like everyone else, you know, everyone else in the world who's having a hard time and struggling and trying to raise a family and keep things together and put food on the table. I mean, you know, and she's tired, she's exhausted. And so we wanted to, you know, it was really important to me to absolutely let vanity go in playing this part, because apart from anything else, you know, I absolutely hope that audiences can connect with her. And I find it personally myself difficult to connect with characters who look like they just walked out of a hair and makeup bus.
Well, we are betting Winslet will be Emmy-bound come September. In the meantime, Mayor of Easttown is on the case starting Sunday at 10 on HBO. And finally this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. John Stamos has frequently performed on tour with what classic rock band? The Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac, or the Beach Boys? Did you pick up some good vibrations from this one? Because the answer is the Beach Boys. Stamos has performed with the band going back to 1985, usually on drums, and also appeared in the music video for Kokomo in 1988. That's our show for this weekend. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.